for today, January 5th, 2023. Beginning with item number one, roll call.
All right, Mayor Woodards is absent. Andy Cirullo?
Here.
John Carmen?
Here.
Mike Steele?
Here.
All right, we are ready for item number two, approval of the minutes of December 1st, 2022. Do I hear a motion?
I'll make a motion and we approve the minutes of December 1st, 2022.
I will second that.
It has been moved and seconded that we approve the meetings of December 1st, 2022 as is. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
And opposed, so carried. Moving on to item three, public comment. Any comments?
None received.
All right. Well, we must be doing a good job. Moving on to unfinished business.
None.
And communications.
None.
And now we do have item number six, new business. We have a request for long-term care. And I'm sure everybody
I provided you the information. This member's been in rehab since surgery, and he's just concerned that if his Medicare benefits end before he's ready to transition out, that he would, what would happen with his coverage? And I tried to assure him that, you know, he has continuing benefits, but he asked for this to be put on the board, on the agenda for a motion to approve that continued care. I'm guessing by next month we'll have assisted living forms from the family. I think that's going to be the next step for him.
Well, the information all indicates that I am very much in favor of approving this. But on number six on this individual's statement, there's a little difficulty. I want to double check and make sure what I'm reading on that is plus walking with walker. Is that how everybody reads number six on page two of this individual's information?
That was my interpretation.
Okay. I wasn't quite sure. I just wanted to be sure. And then finally, the indication was that this person up to or more than 6 weeks. And again, that's within, I believe, reasonable parameters. So, are there any questions before I ask for a vote? All right. Do I hear a motion concerning this person's request?
I'll make a motion that we approve the request for long-term care for so-and-so.
I will second.
It has been moved and seconded that we do approve the request for long-term care for this particular individual. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
And opposed? So carried. Thank you very much for all of that information. Now we are moving on. We have another retiree. And sadly,
he passed away on December 23rd, and you do have a copy of the memo from Charles regarding the widow's pension and funeral death benefit. That's all just for your information.
And I want to thank you, Charles, for amassing that and getting that to us. So thank you very, very much. And now we have information about our hearing aid survey. And Sherry, can you chat with us about that?
So that was again conducted by the city's insurance broker, Mercer, which is the procedure we changed last year and is, from my part, working very well. The average benefit came out to be $3,500 for a pair of hearing aids, which is the allowance that we had last year. So based on that, we'd need a motion if we're going to continue to keep it the same for the calendar year 2023.
Well, I think that's all under our reasonable parameters. Do I hear a motion?
I'll make a motion that we approve the continue the $3,500 a pair of hearing aids for years.
I will second that. Can I ask a question, Sherry?
Yeah. Yes.
With the shift in hearing aids now being able to be bought basically over the counter, do we anticipate that this annual benefit might drop as far as availability and affordability?
Maybe. And I do believe in
is that an absolute maybe?
I do believe in the past, the board has reduced the allowance. It's been many years, but I think there was a time when a survey came in lower and they may have reduced it. So yeah, we'll have to see. But right now, the board's policy is that it has to, and that this would continue because of the way the LEFT law reads, that they have to have an MD referral to get hearing aids. So our policy doesn't really change, but the amounts may change over time. We'll have to wait and see.
So can I ask a follow-up then? Would we reimburse someone, say that they got a really cheap pair over the counter at Costco for $100 an ear or something? Would we reimburse that outside of this policy? Or would we say, no, you need a doctor's prescription, we're gonna pay $3,500 for hearing
aids? Well, they'd still have to have the doctor's prescription. They could choose to buy the lower cost hearing aids if they wanted to, but because of the LEFT laws, anything the board pays for medically requires a doctor's referral.
No, thank you. Thank you. Just it'll be interesting to see what happens with the market of hearing
aids. Yeah, we may see a change in hearing aids, but any policy the board has for like a reimbursement requires a doctor's referral.
As I was going to mention, were we able to accept that, then all of a sudden it would be a wide open field for just anybody saying, this is what I feel like and this is what I'm doing. So, we need a motion at this point.
But we have a motion and a second.
All right. Well, then let's get going on that voting. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 And opposed? So carried. All right. And thank you very much for that information, Sherry. And now, any other new business?
No.
All right. Moving on to pension fund roll items, in which I do have a question. Basically, as we go down the Medicare Bs, there's a standard number there, but three times, two identical, there are larger amounts. And I was curious
Medicare Part B premiums are based on a person's income from 2 years ago. So the 2022 premium was based on someone's income tax return from 2020. And if they had a higher income, they are charged a higher premium. This has always happened. So every year we have a handful of individuals that do have a higher Part B premium.
All right, thank you for that.
And I monitor those. I have the chart that shows what those higher premiums are. So I make sure that, you know, that is what it's in line with.
All right. Well, thank you very much. That helps explain that for me. Are there any other questions or comments concerning the pension fund roll items? Then do I hear a motion?
I'll make a motion. We approve the pension roll items as is.
I will second.
It has been moved and second that we approve the pension fund roll items as is. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 And opposed. All right. Now we move on to claims.
None.
And any other business?
I'm just going to mention, this won't really affect you, but starting next month, we'll be using a little different Zoom format. So you'll be... Like for John and Mike, I email you the Zoom link, so you'll have a different link. You'll still just click the link. For Andy and Tim and Charles, I'll update the meeting request. Right now, we're using a Zoom meeting, and we're going to switch to a Zoom webinar. Like I said, on your end, you won't really see much difference. On my end, I'm learning new things.
Well, hopefully we all can learn new things, but honestly, we count on you being the chief learner. So I do appreciate all that you're doing behind the scenes to keep this rolling. Thank you, Sherry. Mm-hmm. Now, having said that, we're moving on to item number 10, everybody's favorite, adjournment. Do I hear a motion?
I'll make a motion that we adjourn.
I will second.
It has been moved and seconded that we adjourn this Firefighters Relief and Pension Board. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And opposed? So carried. I gavel this meeting closed and thank everybody for being here and hope everybody is being able to stay well and still try to be social.
Thank you all.
Welcome to the new year. Cross our fingers it continues to get better.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good to see everyone.
Bye-bye, everybody.